Ki mitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem miYerushalayim. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chana Tenenbaum from Nofi Alon, Israel, and today we will be learning about the Maariv service of Shabbat. The Maariv prayer on Shabbat is basically similar to the everyday Maariv, except for some changes in the fourth bracha, and we also add the sentence of Vishamaru. But the significant difference is found in the Shmona Esrei. On all days, and Chagim as well, we say the same Shmona Esrei, night, morning, and afternoon. During the week, it contains 19 blessings, 3 of praise, 3 13, 3 thanks. The petition is left out on Shabbat and Chag, based on Brachot 21a. And on Shabbat and Chag, we have 7 blessings, 3 praise, 1 about the holiness of the day, and 3 thanks. What makes Shabbat unique is that there is different wording in that one middle blessing describing the holiness of the Shabbat day. The Tor, Rav Yaakov ben Asher, who lived from 1270 to 1343, in Or HaChaim 292, explains that the Shabbat has the 3 different blessings. Friday night, Ata kidashta et Yom HaShvi'i l'Shimcha, you sanctified the 7th day for your name's sake. On Shabbat morning, the bracha reads, Yismach Moshe b'matnat chelko, ki even ne'eman karatalo. Moshe rejoiced in the gift of his portion, that you called him a faithful servant. And at Mincha we recite, Ata echad, v'shimcha echad, umika amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. You are one, and your name is one, and who is like your people Israel, one nation on earth. The 3 different blessings were instituted to correspond to 3 significant Shabbatot in world history. The Shabbat of creation, which was made holy by God, Shabbat, as opposed to Chag, comes in whether humanity declares it or not. Chag needs the Beit Din to announce its arrival. God created Shabbat when he stopped creating, and he gave it as a gift to mankind. This Shabbat is based on God's actions alone, as indicated by the blessing, you are holy, your name is holy. This we say Friday night on the onset of Shabbat. Next is the Shabbat of Revelation, which references when God gave the Torah to Moshe on Shabbat. And now we learn Shabbat as it's commanded in the Torah. It is now a partnership between God and the Jewish people who accept the Torah and its author. And we prove this week in and week out when we observe the Shabbat and declare so at the beginning of the day dedicated to Torah learning. We end the Shabbat with the Shabbat of redemption, Ata Echad. This is the Shabbat in the future, when everyone will recognize the reign of God, as it says in Zechariah 14:9, Bayom hahu yeh echad ushmo echad. On that day there shall be one Lord with one name. The Messianic era will be identified by the universal recognition of God. Shabbat is a me'ein olam haba, a 1/60th of the world to come. And so we pray every Shabbos that God should harachaman hu yanchileinu yom shekulo Shabbat, that God should bring us to the day that is all Shabbat. According to Rav Yosef Albo, from 1380 to 1444, these 3 Shabbatot also represent the 3 fundamental concepts of Judaism: creation, revelation, and redemption, or as Rambam, 1204 to 1388, might have called them, the existence of God, creation, Torah, revelation, schar v'onesh, reward and punishment, which is redemption. In addition to the reference of these basic principles, we also get a quick view of history from the beginning of the world creation through Torah to its ultimate purpose, the arrival of Mashiach. The Abudraham, a student of the Torah who lived in the 14th century, quotes the Gemara Shabbat 1:19a. Shabbat is termed the bride. These 3 terms are ones that we associate with the wedding ceremony. First, we have Kiddushim, Atah Kadosh, which is the beginning of the relationship. Then comes the Simcha, the joy, Yismach Moshe, of the couple, followed by the Yichud, where the couple is alone, Atah Echad, the uniqueness and special relationship between the people. Shabbat, as reflected in its prayers, represent the special and holy relationship that God has with his people. Thank you for being with me today. And now for your thought question, where does the tefillah of Musaf fit into this picture.